This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, Michael Tilley. Michael, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, and an advanced Merry Christmas.
Well, an advanced Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Housing sales numbers for November were released this week, and they're down, aren't they?
Yeah, they really stunk it up in November. Statewide, they were down 31% in November, which is huge. Now, for the year, statewide sales are down a little over 6%. I know in the Fort Smith area, they're down around 10%, and even in Northwest Arkansas and Benton and Washington counties, they're down for the year. So, Kyle, it looks like 2010, even though we thought the numbers would be up because of the housing credit. If you remember, there was a housing credit earlier in the year, but it looks like 2010 will mark the third consecutive year that housing sales have been down in Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith, and for the state.
Any reason to think that will change in 2011?
Not unless the unemployment market or the job market improves. I mean, you know, it's hard for people to afford homes or to buy homes if the jobs are scarce. And that unemployment number has just been tough to move. I mean, you've heard it from me and from others often that this is a jobless recovery. And as long as that continues, I think that home sales market's going to show that job weakness.
Now, home sales were up when 2010 started, the first half of the year.
Yes, sir. And across all markets, even in Fort Smith, Northwest Arkansas, we were up. I think in Fort Smith, we were up a little over 8% in the Fort Smith region. But, you know, when that housing credit, you know, went away, and again, right or wrong, I have a disposition to not appreciate too much government involvement in the marketplace, but that shows what happened. So there was somewhat of a false marketplace in early part of 2010 because of that housing credit, that federal housing credit. And when it went away, it showed the true nature of where the market really is.
Well, if housing numbers are bad, there is some positive related to tourism numbers.
Right. Tourism sector in Arkansas and around the nation and even locally at the regional level are showing improvement. And it's very odd for a sector to show gains in all three areas, you know, national, state, and federal, or local. But a recent report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis showed that the third quarter, the economic activity, the GDP related to tourism, had grown. It was a little over 4%. And in Arkansas, the collection of the state's tourism tax, 2% tourism tax for the quarter, was up a little over 2%. Now, and I don't know about Northwest Arkansas. I haven't looked at those numbers yet, Kyle. But in the Fort Smith and Van Buren area, hospitality tax collections overall are up. So, you know, as depressing as the housing numbers may be, maybe we can take a little bit of solace that at least the tourism, the hospitality sector is beginning to improve. And since a lot of that is driven by business travel, maybe that's a good thing.
And maybe not a development this week in the pending sale of Baldor, but certainly something new.
Yeah, something to raise the eyebrow. Obviously, whenever you have a foreign company, and ABB is based in Zurich, Switzerland, when you have a foreign company buying a domestic company, the Department of Justice is really going to look at it. And even if it was two companies in the U.S. in the same industry, the antitrust folks are going to want to take a look at it. But this week, in fact, yesterday, or I guess Tuesday, I should say, the Department of Justice asked for a second round of materials in their investigation of the ABB-Baldor deal. And, you know, that's a $4.2 billion deal of this Swiss-based company to buy Fort Smith-based Baldor. I've been to a few Christmas parties here in Fort Smith so far, and that is by far the talk of the party because, you know, they employ a little over 2,000 in Fort Smith. They're such an important part of the economy that people are closely watching it. So most people I talk to, they don't think anything's going to come out of this second request, but it does raise some eyebrows.
It bears continued watching, I guess.
Yes, sir, definitely.
The Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, which is going to be located in a former bank building, had a sort of report to the public this week.
Correct. And that's moving quickly. In fact, that's another pleasant surprise, how quickly that's moving. Arvest Bank, in January 2009, I believe, if it's not exactly, it was pretty close, donated a bank facility that they had purchased in the Superior Federal deal in 2003. It was just a piece of property they didn't need. They donated that to the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. It's about a 16,000 square foot building. They're renovating that. The art museum officials are in the middle of a $2.2 million fundraising goal, but they announced that they're going to begin construction soon and hope to have the facility completed by the summer. So that's a quicker process than I think a lot of us thought that had been following, but it's good news. And, you know, there's some possible connections. The art museum officials weren't willing to talk about it yet, but I think that we may see, you know, Crystal Bridges opens in November. Obviously, the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum is not near the size or will have the scope of programming, but still, these two projects could generate, you know, renewed interest in arts, and I think we should all know now that arts, you know, a healthy art sector is good for the economy. It helps recruit physicians and engineers and all the type of people you need to healthily diversify an economy.
And what's exciting about this new facility is they'll be able to have traveling exhibits because it will be updated atmospherically, something the old home of the Fort Smith Art Museum did not have.
Right. Precise temperature control, precise humidity control, those things are important. And also, the art museum is officials are working on Smithsonian affiliate accreditation. So, you know, prominent national touring art pieces or artists will be, you know, the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum can handle those. But you're right, the temperature, the HVAC system they're going to have is going to be very expensive, but it's critical to ensuring that the right artwork comes in. And even the windows, they're putting in very expensive windows to block out UV rays and other things that could damage sensitive art.
And finally, True Grit has opened. Of course, it's the movie based on the novel, and the whole story begins in Fort Smith. This week, Roosters by the Dozen took place in Fort Smith. Were you there?
Yes, Roosters by, and by my count, is Roosters by the about 38 dozen. They had just short of 500 people there at this event at the Fort Smith National Historic Site. Most of them dressed up as Rooster Cogburn, some more so than others. You know, and Kyle, this close to Christmas, I would have said that they'd be lucky to have 200, but they had 500. The important thing is that a local film crew was hired by Paramount Productions, which is responsible for putting True Grit out, had a film crew there because they may use some of the footage from this event as some social media and other types of promotional footage to help sell their movie. So, who knows what's going to happen, but this Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau officials have performed well in trying to tie the hype around True Grit back to Fort Smith where it belongs. So we'll see what comes out of all of this.
We're heading into the week that's between Christmas and New Year's. What does that mean for someone like you who keeps track of news? Will this be a slow week coming up?
You know, it's who knows. It's funny. Roby Brock and myself were talking about that, and I know he's on your show quite a bit. You know, it typically is slow, but we journalists have to be on our feet because, you know, if you're a business or an organization and you have some bad news that you want to get out, now's the time to do it while the world theoretically is not paying attention. So, yes, it slows down. It gives us an opportunity to figure out what are some of the stories we need to be pursuing or relationships we need to be developing for next year. But we can't get too far away from the World Wide Web or the phone because, you know, who knows? You know, this is when people want to push out that bad info.
And the legislature is going to be beginning before we know it.
Yeah, speaking of bad info, right?
I'm not saying anything. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, which covers news, business, politics, and culture of Fort Smith and Western Arkansas. Michael, again, Merry Christmas. Thanks for your time.
All right, and have a great New Year, Kyle.
Thank you.